this way. Other team is pulling goalie. It's wide open. All you gotta do is tap it in.
I can do that.
Hey guys, and welcome to another little tap-in episode from the Teed Up Golf Podcast. It's Q here, and Benny, you're joining me from all the way over in Korea, where you've all of a sudden got an Asian tour event this week, mate. How you been?
Oh, mate, it's been a wild couple of days, I have to say. Door to door, I think it was about 44 hours, and we can get into that in a bit. But yeah, been a couple of rough days. But no, it's a good opportunity. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. I wish I was over in Korea playing golf. And, mate, you must be the first person in history to ever have flight delays. You poor bastard.
Look, I can deal with flight delays, but when your flight's delayed 20 hours, I think that calls for some complaints. So, yeah. I got a 20-hour delay in Frankfurt and had to spend a night in Germany, which is worst places to be. But yeah, it wasn't too bad. But like I said, 44 hours from door to door was when it was supposed to be about 14. So yeah, I'm pretty tired right now.
You'll be right, mate. We'll punch through. So, mate, talk us through what happens. So on Sunday, you're flying home to Australia. You're coming back. Ash was up in arms. Couldn't wait to see you. And then all of a sudden, bang, you get into this event in Korea, which you didn't think you'd get a start in. Can you take the listeners into how that works?
Yeah, look, it goes back. So entries opened maybe a couple of months ago for this tournament. And obviously being in my category, which is quite low on the list, I put my name in the entry list. And anyway, I didn't really think anything of it. And after the event in England, I thought I was no chance at all, basically. And then about 4 days ago, I spoke to the player relations guy from the Asian Tour, and he was like, no, you're probably not a chance to get in, because I was 10th reserve at the time. Anyway, fast forward to 24 hours, I was 4th reserve, and I was like, might be a chance here, because it's moved 6 spots in 24 hours. So I sent an email to the tour, you know, what's going on, am I a chance of getting in? And yeah, after I slept that night, woke up to an email saying I was first reserve. Will I travel? So I had to cancel my flight home, Q. I completely cancelled that ticket and had to do a visa. I had to do a COVID QR check for the Korean government. I had to get a COVID test, and then I had to get flights, which turned out to be a bit of a nightmare as well because they were so last minute. But yeah, it's been a wild couple of days. But it moved so much, and I got in because obviously guys were pulling out or they found that it was pretty hard to go because of all the checks and the flights, and it's quite expensive to come.
Yeah.
And it's the same week as the event in Portland, the live event in Portland, which a few guys will be playing as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's moved a long way, and it moved further than I thought it was going to. And anyway, it worked out that I've got an opportunity this week, which is good.
Absolutely. It's crazy how that works, and it just sort of takes the listeners behind the ropes as to what it's like being a pro golfer who isn't on – you know, the PGA Tour, the top two isn't, you know, if you're not in the top 50 in the world, a lot of guys are doing this. They're taking the opportunities when they can get them. But, mate, speaking of the PGA Tour, I know it's not a PGA Tour sanctioned event, but the US Open on the weekend is possibly the greatest four-day golf tournament I've ever watched. I was glued.
Biggest test, isn't it?
That course was incredible. It was so hard. It was set up like you wouldn't believe. They predicted it would be that hard at the country club, and old Fitzpatrick, Fitzy, just got the job done.
Mate, he's clutch. I mean, some of those shots coming down the stretch, like, that guy's got some big nuts. The golf course, I thought the golf course set up really well. You know, the scores weren't too high. They weren't too low. You know, if you played really solid, like obviously Fitzy and Zalatoris did, you know, I think they were, 5 or 6 under for the tournament. So I thought it was pretty fair test of golf, and I was – yeah, I mean, it came down the last couple of holes, which was great. I thought it was awesome.
Absolutely. It was so good to watch. Like, and I know that one of the guys who did the preview episode tipped Matthew Fitzpatrick because he's roughy. And actually, that was me. I'm 2 from 2. I'm, well, 2 out of 3 out from the majors. So I've tipped just JT to win the PGA, and now I've tipped Fitzy to win the US Open. I know that everyone is just going to be glued to the Open preview in a couple of weeks' time to see who Big Q's tipping. But one thing that I've learnt is ball striking travels. So Zalatoris can play in any condition, anywhere.
Mate, he's a freak. He's a
superstar. Yeah, he can get that putter rolling just a little bit better, tiny bit. He just missed some putts, real important putts when it counted. Mm. He's going to win majors, that guy. How many do you reckon he'll win?
Oh, mate, I think he'll have a bag full. I think, like I said earlier this year, I think he's a pick for the Masters next year. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. And I'm looking forward to the Open. I think you never know. I mean, he could be a chance there as well. So,
absolutely,
it's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, it's nice and wide. It's St Andrews. Okay, he doesn't need it to be nice and wide, but, you know, if he can just get that putter rolling, I think he's the man. I just love his demeanor and the way he goes about it too. He's very humble. The quote that's going around, he went straight up to Matt Fitzpatrick's parents after the round and congratulated them and said, I'm glad that if anyone was going to beat me in a final round of a US Open, I'm glad it was your son because he's such a great bloke. So that's just a testament to what a good fellow he is.
So good, yeah. I love that.
No, you can't teach that. That's just good upbringing and just being a good bloke.
He knows in the back of his head he's going to get one. So I think, you know, he's knocking on the door. He's definitely going to get one. And he's, I mean, Fitzy just hold the putts at the right time, clearly.
That bunker shot is
unbelievable. It's so clutch. So
when
clutch.
He put it in the pot, I've gone, oh no, because I was I'd already had me money spent because I did have a wager on him. I'd already had the cash spent and I was like, you bastard. He's going to go to a playoff and get rolled for me here. But there we go. He's done it. And, you know, it was great to see Rory McIlroy out there contending again. He just continues to just push and push and push. He's a bit of a breaks your heart. He's hard to watch sometimes, Rory. But like he'll be there again. Like you can tell he's so raw and honest when he has weeks like that. He just goes like, oh, another top five in a major. Who cares? Means nothing. Like,
yeah,
it's brutal. Brutal.
He's my favorite player. So I love seeing him up top of the leaderboard. And he had an amazing week putting. I think he led the putting strokes gained for the week, which is an amazing stat for him. So
yeah.
Well, looking forward to seeing what he can do for the back end of the year.
Sets up an amazing British Open in a couple of weeks at St Andrews, the 150th. Hopefully Tiger's back. See the photo going around of Tiger's leg.
Yeah, I saw that. Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe like how bad it actually was. And I mean, you can see why he was hobbling around so much at the PGA and why he didn't complete that tournament. I mean, geez, half of his calf's missing. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's true what's actually happened to him. There's no ham in that.
No, definitely.
No, Johnny Drama wouldn't be proud of those calves. There's no calves. No definition anymore, Tig. Anyway, mate, another massive week for the girls out on tour. So there's seven women teeing it up in the PGA Championship this week at the Congressional Blue Course in Maryland. So seven Aussie girls, Hannah Green, Minji Lee, Sarah Kemp, Catherine Kirk, Steph Kiriakou, Sarah O, and Sarah Jane Smith, all teeing it up, all a huge chance.
Suo. One of the friends of the pod. But, yeah, seven girls. We'll get to see most of them on TV, and I think Steph's an exciting player. She's brand new on the LPGA Tour. I think she's going to have a good week. But, you know, Minji, I think she can go back-to-back in the majors, mate. I think it's time.
Yeah, she was up there again on the weekend at the Major Classic that was held. And you know who my tip is? Not an Aussie, unfortunately. Nellie Korda. She had 4 months off crook. She's been back for like 2.5, 3 weeks. She's playing in a playoff. She is a gun. I watched the last round, majority of the last round in between the men's event. She is a serious superstar. Tita Green, and even with her putting, just unbelievable. She missed a little tap in to make the second playoff hole. But anyway, we've all missed those. And that's my tip. Nellie Korda, Hannah Green second, Sue O third. God bless you, Sue. Massive, massive, massive weekend for the girls. There's been some really good golf by, and it's really hot up the top there with the top women in the world contending every single week.
Yeah, it should be a great week. Congressional Golf Club looks unbelievable too. Really old school American golf club. And yeah, I think I'm very jealous that the girls are playing there this week. But yeah, all the best to them. I hope another Aussie can get it done.
Be awesome.
To join Hannah Green's name on there from a couple of years ago. So yeah. Should be good.
Should be unbelievable. Now, mate, last week's episode, just gone on the Monday, we had Trav Smyth on, who's a mate of yours, a fellow Asian Tour participant, and now a LIV golf player. That's an amazing episode. He really took the walls down and explained, you know, what LIV golf means for him to be able to, you know, progress his career in a way that he never thought he'd be able to so quickly. Gives him a bit of freedom to really go after it, which is what I took out of it. Like, I've spoken to you millions of times, Benny, about the pressures and, number one, the financial pressures and sort of the burden that weighs on you. If you say if you need to make a putt, like, that's worth $5,000. That's, you know, a week on tour. Whereas, you know, he's got the opportunity, played really well at the Asian Tour event to get the opportunity to go and play at the Centurion Club. And then in that team where they finished second, it set him up for a couple of years on tour and really taken that financial burden, number one, off, where he can just go and get it, which...
Absolutely. And he explained what it meant in the player in his position. You know, all the guys that are sort of the name, the big names that are playing, they're getting most of the media attention and sort of why they're doing it and X, Y, and Z. But, you know, Trav really took us behind what it meant for him, what it's going to mean for him in the years to come. But also, he's on the flip side of that, he sort of explained that there has been some negativity online, and, you know, I was quite surprised at all that. But it's a great episode because he gives you a raw take on what it means financially, the good side of everything, you know, playing against some of the best players in the world, like you mentioned, Dustin and Sergio. But on the flip side, he takes us through what it was like, you know, getting smashed on social media. So yeah, it was a really raw episode. I really enjoyed that one. And obviously I speak to Trav a fair bit, and he's playing in Portland this week, which will be good for him. And wish him all the best this week too, Q.
Yeah, absolutely. Agree or disagree. It's an amazing story, and, you know, he explained it so well, so you can't really knock a man for having the reasons that he has. Incredible. And then, mate, this week we've got a bit of a different episode in store for all the listeners. We have a young up-and-coming AFL player who's a long sleeve wearer, and he's a smooth operator, kicked the first goal on the weekend against the Weagles, Brad Close. Golf,
mate, he was awesome,
nut.
Wasn't he?
Great young fella, hits a good ball. Before when we were recording, it was the week before the AFL bye, so we recorded a couple of weeks ago with Brad, and he was heading off to Barnboogle, which I know he went over and played. I saw on his socials, looked absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? He looked like he had some good weather. But
just a good, solid Mount Gambier lad who just loves the game of golf and plays a really, really good game of footy. He's going to be a superstar, I think. He's really silky and starting to...
Yeah, and it's funny, as a Geelong fan myself, it seems like he's been around for a few more years than he has. You know, he's only been around for a couple of years, but...
Yep.
Yeah, Closey, he was a great episode. I love talking to him and a big fan of his work. So hopefully get a game with him when I'm back too, Q, which will be good.
Yeah, that'll be good. He's just a good fella and very, very understated, but, you know, just a nice guy, which we love. We love nice guys on this podcast, Benny. They're very hard to find. We need to balance it out with us. So
well, that's it, mate.
No, it was an absolute pleasure to have Closey on. And Benny, that wraps up this tap-in episode for another week. Shout out to Matty Howe as well, who could not hit the side of a barn with his tipping. Absolutely horrific, Matty. That's a shout out for you, mate. We'll see him at the Open preview. He's keen to come back and try and redeem himself. So,
He needs to. Look forward to that, though. Look forward to it.
Absolutely disgraceful tipping. But until next week, guys, have a great weekend.
Cheers, Q.
Peace. All right.